those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it. And whether we defeat the enemy in one battle or by degrees, the consequence will be the same. Thomas Paine, author and founder, 1777. Now, I remember when I first got into ministry, I was approached and asked to attend a youth group to give my testimony, and of course, I obliged. I also remember after giving my testimony that week, I began to hear over and over and over again the youth pastor as to what he was going to do in reaching the up-and-coming generations, and that was it. Yet, week after week, it was the same thing, just sensationalized preaching with little to no action outside of the church building. It then dragged on month after month, at which point I had enough. Here I am preparing to bring about the answers to this world, and this guy is nothing but talk, 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 and even more talk. Now, I'm not built to sit around in a church building and pacify and deceive myself and others by merely talking about what needs to be done. How was I to sit around and merely talk about what Christ commanded us to do? Just think of it this way. I would not have been at the church in the first place if there had not been someone who reached out to me. As a side note, after every church service, I was in a church library studying the likes of Charles Spurgeon, John Knox, Martin Luther, Charles Finney, John Wesley, John Calvin, Jonathan Edwards, Smith Wigglesworth, John Alexander Dowie, William and Catherine Booth, etc. I mean, these were giants in the faith that obtained a good report, and I wanted to know the God that they served. Because, friends, there is a definite difference between the church in America from the founding era to the very present. How was I going to spend the rest of my life reading about the history of the men that proved the God of Israel and have been partakers of signs and wonders and not do the same thing? Especially knowing that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. I mean, after all, it was Jesus who said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." And if he is not a respecter of persons, then I have the same access into the Holy of Holies to commune with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as our forefathers did. Friends, I cannot sit in a circle and pretend. I will not preach without his witness. I will not have any part of playing church without the practice of what I preach. For this is the widespread problem that we are having in this country today. Furthermore, my spirit hungers and strives for connection with the God of David through Jesus Christ to see him do for my generation that which he did for David's. Scripture is clear. You do not find the Lord by just talking about his promises. You must act. It's found in Psalm 71, verse 18 and 19. O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to everyone that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who hath done great things, O God? Who is like unto thee? Friends, it is not enough to talk about what needs to be done. Is it enough to talk about great men of the past that proved the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? I say not. No, it is not. Talking alone does not get the job done. Faith that worketh by love does, because action speaks much louder than words. 1 Thessalonians 1:5 again tells us, "For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men were among you for your sake." And bringing it closer to the present time from that of biblical patriarchs is our founding fathers, who sacrificed themselves in order that their posterity, me and you, might have freedom. I'm speaking namely of the Black Robe Regiment. Folks, let me tell you about the Black Robe Regiment. These were the apostolic and prophetic preachers of the day, and the forerunners who had the courage to act on our behalf over 242 years ago. They did not just preach out against the sins of the tyrants. They fought against him and his armies by resisting and throwing off his ungodly rule. President Thomas Jefferson said, "Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God." Right on. Roger Sherman, architect. President Harry S. Truman rightly stated, that once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it is only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all of its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people, Christian. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Human passions unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity, would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. The second president of the United States of America, Mr. John Adams. If you love anything better than God, you are idolaters. If there is anything you would not give up for God, it is your idol. If there's anything that you seek with greater fervor than you seek the glory of God, that is your idol, and conversion means a turning from every idol. Charles Spurgeon, The Prince of Preachers.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, you guys know the routine. If you don't, here it is, sonsoflibertymedia.com, social media platforms right there. 10 to 15 contributors from across the country, from preachers to constitutional attorneys, lawyers, so on and so forth. Former military as well, contributing information as they are bringing it through testimony, okay? So it's not like they're talking out of school. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, also social media platforms over there on the top left side. That's the afternoon show. On the right is Tim Brown's morning show as well. Again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe to that page. If you want to know who we are and what it is that we've been doing and are continuously doing, go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That will give it to you from start to finish and bring you all the way to the present. Also, check us out on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. And if you want to call in at any time, we'd love to hear from you. That number is 1-281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ. Wanted to highlight something that I shared with everybody on Saturday. I know that some of you affiliates out there don't pick us up on the Saturday show from 1 to 3 Central Standard Time, but I just kind of want to throw this in there because it is this vitally important that you understand that this is now not happening in a third world country. It's now happening in America, and it has been for the last 30 years that most people are aware of concerning this colonization of those that mean to conquer our country. I know that we spent a lot of time on this over the last couple of weeks, but it is one of those things that we need to keep in the face of the people, because what's happening from the top to the bottom right now, friends, not all, but I'm talking about the corrupt that need to be dealt with, is the fact that they are doing their best to Europeanize America. And the way that they do that, again, is they demoralize the people. Once the people accept it, that's it. That's all they have to do is become accomplices to the crime. And then right behind them, we see those that mean to conquer on the heels of the sodomites and what they call men dressed as women, what the Lord calls an abomination in Deuteronomy 22:5. They follow right in suit. And what do? They ask for help. They come over here and they begin to attack the system that's offering them asylum. Americans, I want to show this to you. I want you to hear this, friends. And again, understand that this is happening in your country today. I took the time to highlight Ilhan Omar. The mainstream media has continuously pushed her up, and I'll show you this in just a moment because I, again, want you to understand that this is not happening from without. It's happening from within, and I want you to listen carefully as to what they just found out with the 5th District, formerly Keith Ellison, the installed CIA plants in America, namely in the state of Minnesota from Michigan as the attorney general. And now they have another installation, and she's been there for some time, picking up the 5th District from none other than traitor and treasonous fraudster and wife beater, Mr. Keith Ellison. Now, I want you to listen to this carefully because this is brand new. It's very short, but again, listen carefully. It's only 30 seconds long.
This one's really fun. Did you know that the FBI recently declared Minnesota's 5th Congressional District as the terrorist recruitment capital of our country? Who is it represented by? Omar. And it just so happens that when Obama imported 70,000 Somalian immigrants, they all stayed there.
Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy, folks? See, in the way that they get away with this is because they depend upon the short memories of the American people. And we all know about Barack, so we don't need to go down that road, folks, that he's a foreigner, he's a sodomite, and everything that he did was completely upside down on its head. It's unconstitutional. It's null and void. And as a matter of fact, the current administration said the exact same thing that I did in truth. And I don't know if he blurted that out in his confusion, but the enemy always makes it known one way or another, doesn't he? He always blurts the truth out in his confusion with the use of his little minions. Read John 8:44. Now, I want you to listen carefully to this because this is one of those warnings, not only from James Madison, the 4th president of the United States of America, the one they called the father of our Constitution, when he said tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise, right? The guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Now, we all understand what's happened since September 11, 2001. We have been infiltrated, and it's been our said representatives that have been alluring them into the country, as you all the well know. But let's go back a little bit, about 100 years later, from James Madison, the father of the Constitution, and go over to Mr. Abraham Lincoln, because this is an important little what do I want to say? I don't want to say it's a slogan because it's not a slogan, but a statement that he made is, it's been made out to be posters now, believe it or not. And what it says on this poster by the said president of the United States of America, I believe the 16th president, Abraham Lincoln, he said, "America will never be destroyed from the outside." Is it right? Was it prophetic? Absolutely. America will never be destroyed from the outside if we falter and lose our freedoms. If we lose them, not in America, we're not losing them, we're forfeiting them. If we're allowing the tyrants to go ahead and take them away, right? If we falter or lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. Was Abraham Lincoln right? Is it becoming true, his word of prophecy from back in the 1800s? Absolutely, to a T. Why? Because when you look at Numbers 32:23, what does it tell us? That your sin will find you out. And it's exactly right. A sin is a reproach to any nation. And again, go over to Psalm 9:16 and 17 as well when you get a moment. So I wanted to highlight the fact that I shared this on Saturday's radio program, that Ilhan Omar's district, the 5th district in the state of Minnesota, has now become, according to the FBI, the top terror recruitment district in the United States of America. Now, did you hear anything from the mainstream media about that? I didn't think so. No. They have people all distracted about things that don't matter. And see, what we're going to do here is we're going to hold you to the things that do matter and keep them in front of your face. Because until we deal with these issues, it doesn't matter that other stuff right now. We just need to simply obey the Lord, get the axe and lay to the root of the tree, the same way that the greatest prophet born of women, John John the Baptist rightly did. So with that, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back on the other side. We're going to be talking about the earmarks of liars. And I can tell you right now, it's not at all what many of you are thinking. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. And again, we'll be right back on the other side. Hello, friends. Bradley Dean here from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Wanted to give you a quick heads up. We will be in Bloomington, Minnesota on Saturday, May 31st at 6 p.m. More details to be given as we get closer to that date. As will we be in Johnstown, Colorado with KHNC 1360 in the event that they're going to be doing on June 28th. More details will also be given as we get closer to that date. You don't want to miss either event. Come out and see us. We would love to meet you.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Hi, I'm a Sons of Liberty listener. I listen to Bradley almost every day. He tells us what we need to hear instead of what we want to hear, unlike most shows that you listen to. Why don't you join me and sign up to be a son or daughter of Liberty today?
BBSRadio.com.
I want to go ahead and cover a couple things before we get to the main topic, like I always do, and just kind of show you how all of this works. You know, one of the things that I continuously tell the people that, obviously, it's the drum that I beat here, and it is the nail that I continuously pound on, and it is justice guards our liberty, and without it, this is going to continue on. Well, with that said, I've also said concerning that narrative that if you look at what the people are allowing them in mass, and I'm talking about the few, the corrupt, that are allowed to do the things that they're doing because the mass allows them to do so, one of the things that I've continuously highlighted is how they're laughing at you. And I can go over that. I think of Jonathan Gruber concerning Obamacare, which is named three different times. It went from Romney Care to Obamacare. Then it went to the American Healthcare Act under Donald Trump. And they were all pushing it together. And didn't matter which side of the aisle they were on. Because, again, I continuously lay the axe to the root of that lie concerning the unconstitutional parties. And, you know, and then it goes on. And then I get an email like this morning that I want to share with you. And it's none other than Mark Zuckerberg, who is a little pawn in the hands of his handlers, and he's a clown. But again, what's sad about it is we can all look at him as just an empty suit, another scoundrel. But the fact of the matter is, what I don't like is the fact that they're laughing at you. They're laughing at me. When all the while, we see through their deceptions. We see through their insidious, incremental deceptions. Because that's exactly what they are. They're a bunch of snakes. They truly are. And the Lord told us to beware of it on both sides, both of the Herodians, government, wicked doctrines, and also the Pharisees, which is the church's wicked doctrines in Mark 8:15. We're supposed to walk right down the center as we follow the Christ, but we're not to tolerate either. Well, with that said, somebody just sent this over to me. And I want you to hear it and I want you to see it for those that are on social media platforms as well. But Mark Zuckerberg, the one that was just recently playing the victim on gatekeeper Joe Rogan's show not too long ago, probably about 6 months ago, talking about how the government basically made him illegally censor the American people through a violation of the First Amendment. And he was playing the victim, but what the fact of the matter is, and when it comes to the truth of the matter, it's also interesting to note that Mark Zuckerberg was caught on video and on audio warning all of his employees concerning the experimental bioweapons and not to take them. Okay, that was the same time, simultaneously, that he was censoring any doctors or anybody that was trying to tell you the truth of the matter when it came to the bioweapons. Remember how he played the victim? Yeah. Well, I just want to show you he's not the victim. He's trying to save face as he loses face. And that's what they all do if you pay attention to what the Lord told us when he said, judge them by the fruit that they bear. Because we can always see that the wicked apple doesn't fall far from the wicked tree, right? And in this case, look at this, folks. Zook off. Mark Zuckerberg once called Facebook users dumb effers. Sorry for the expletive. This is what the headline says. Zuckerberg's calling all of you Facebookers, all of you on social media platforms, you're dumb effers, he said. For what? For handing over your personal information to him as fears over major hack grow. I just want to tell you this. Everything our Lord did, everything that the Lion of the Tribe of Judah did, everything the Man of War did, Genesis 15:3, and I think of Matthew 10:34, everything that he did, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, he always did it in the light. He never had anything to hide. Hey, folks, let me tell you this. If you're a preacher or you're a Christian, you're going to have to endure the flame if you're going to bring the fire. You're just going to have to do it. But the only way that that happens is when you stay in the light. Who is the light of men? The light of men is Jesus Christ. So as long as we're doing that which is right, walking in the light of his countenance, walking in the fear of the Lord, guess what? They can go ahead and grab, hey folks, they can go ahead and grab whatever they want to grab. As long as it's lawful, I could care less. Not only am I a public person, but here's the other thing. The other side of that is I don't have anything to hide. There are so many people that I know of that, again, I thought better of. Oh, Bradley, you know what? I've taken all that stuff down. They don't need all my information. And, you know, I'm just, the Lord's hiding me right now. No, he's not. You're hiding under your fear, the fear of man, which brings a snare, and you live in such a fashion. You become paranoid because you're not walking in the light. If you're walking in the light and you're not doing anything wrong, friends, you don't have a thing to worry about. And that's how I live my life. Folks, live your life in the light. Live your life where you don't have anything to steal. I mean, for real. But I will tell you this, if I do catch them, anybody taking content that is ours and they use it in an unlawful manner, we will hold them accountable. Absolutely we will. Because that's a part of walking in the light, right? The commandment is a lamp, the law is light, and reproofs of instructions are the way of life. Absolutely. Do you understand how this works? Don't live your life, folks, with your tail tucked between your leg, looking over your shoulder every time you have to turn around because you think someone might be watching you. Hey, folks, it's on them. The Lord said the curses in the book of Numbers do not apply to the church. The Lord said that he is the shield of our salvation. The Lord said that I will bless those that bless you, and I will curse those that curse you. When you look at the patriarchs of the faith, friends, it was always on them. Why? Because it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. And when they trouble the righteous, it all goes back on them. Why? Because Christ on the cross, on Calvary, over 2,000 years ago, delivered us from the curse of the law. So whatever they throw at us falls right back on them. Folks, you've heard me say this. From the book of Proverbs, it rains on the just and on the unjust. You know what that means. That means according to the seed that you plant, good, bad, or indifferent, you better understand that that is going to be the harvest you reap. Nobody on this planet can deny a thing I just said. So if they want to go ahead and play the little devil's minion, they're just going to merely reap it upon their own heads. King David said they're going to dig a hole and they're going to fall into it themselves. They're going to be taken by the cords of their own iniquity. As a matter of fact, if you think about when Christ went to the cross, and I shared this at church yesterday, the greatest mistake, it was the first mistake and the last mistake the enemy of our souls ever made was to crucify the Christ, because it was a judgment upon the head of the devil. And for those that take through the alien righteousness, the meritous righteousness of Christ through imputation, and we take it upon ourselves by faith, guess what? All of that is reversed back onto the heads of the enemy. Just like, and it's a judgment upon the heads of the enemy. Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Folks, let them fan the flame of persecution. Let their cruelties swell the ranks of the righteous, because they are. Many of them haven't been saved yet, but they're on their way. The Lord's working on them now, folks. Don't you ever take your eyes from the author and the finisher of your faith, because he is the hope that we have, and he is the anchor of our soul in every given scenario that we walk in and in this life. And he is omnipresent. He is omniscient. Friends, he's everywhere at all times. And I was talking about this as well at church on Sunday. Hey, folks, a sparrow will not fall to the ground. How close is the Lord to us? We're finite. He's infinite, right? He transcends all of our lack of understanding. What does that do? That makes him the Lord. He is in control. Nothing happens without his notice. Nothing happens on this earth concerning his kids without his permission, period. And if you want to go ahead and touch his children, the Lord said, touch not mine anointed. That's on them, because he will smite through the loins anyone and everyone that dare riseth up against his righteous. Ask the patriarchs or the patriarchs of the faith, both in the Word of God and those that throughout history have showed us the glorification, because they bore the cross of Jesus Christ and they bore fruit to him. But you'll always see, folks, that the Lord always gave the church the necks of his enemies, just like he did King David in Psalm 18 and throughout, making them a prey, folks, spoiling them from before us. Making the wisdom of the world a complete confoundation, friends, in the face of the church. I mean, it all works for us. It all works for us. So I want to say this to what I was just highlighting here. This clown right here, who somehow or another, and this applies to all the bad guys. I just want you to listen to this, okay? Because we have everything going for us when we're out on the field of battle. And I'm talking about the good soldiers of Jesus Christ who endure hardship for his namesake. What does it tell us in the book of Psalm? I'm going to come right back, and I want to read this to you before we get to our main topic. Oh, my goodness. It's already half over. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Again, we'll be right back on the other side. Reformer Martin Luther rightly stated that this life, therefore, is not righteousness, but growth in righteousness, not health, but healing, not being, but becoming, not rest, but exercise. We are not yet what it is that we shall be, but we are growing towards it. The process is yet not finished, but it is going on. This is not the end, but it is the road. All does not yet gleam in glory, but all is being purified. Hello, friends. Bradley Dean here from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Wanted to give you a quick heads up. We will be in Bloomington, Minnesota on Saturday, May 31st at 6 p.m. More details to be given as we get closer to that date. As will we be in Johnstown, Colorado with KHNC 1360 in the event that they're going to be doing on June 28th. More details will also be given as we get closer to that date. You don't want to miss either event. Come out and see us. We would love to meet you. Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the said president or any other public representative, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. President Theodore Roosevelt. The learned man lifts up his head while the simple man puts his foot down. Puts his foot down to inherit what Christ has given him. This is the way to inheritance, the kingdom of God. By criticisms, you may put your foot in it, but by faith, you put your foot on it.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Frederick Gillette from Hinsdale, Massachusetts. Are you sick and tired of seeing the nation that we all love so much being turned into HE double hockey sticks? Psalm 917? Then tune in to Sons of Liberty with Bradley Dean. Bradley doesn't just magnify the crimes of the wicked. Bradley gives biblical and constitutional solutions to the problems that plague our nation. Listen and put hands and feet to what you learn. Bradley Dean on BBS Radio.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Last time I'm giving you the call out, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. What we're dealing with right now, and I'm just highlighting this with Mark Zuckerberg right now and how they're laughing at you. And I told you they're laughing at you behind closed doors, friends. Well, he's not laughing at you behind closed doors. He's saying, hey, thanks for handing over your personal info to him. And I'm telling you, don't worry about none of that, okay? If you belong to the Lord, friends, the curses are reversed upon those that rise up against you. Though you have to endure the trials, the tribulations, the persecutions, the scoffings, the mocking, so on and so forth. Folks, if you know anything about the Word of God, it's a just token that we're worthy of the kingdom that we inherit in the book of Thessalonians. Okay, it's a judgment upon them when you endure the cross. Now listen, they're heathens. Right? And I just asked you the question right before the end of the last segment. Psalm 2. What does it say? When you, as a matter of fact, when I think about it, from Genesis to the book of Revelations, who are the promises? What direction do they go? They're in favor of, not against. The only time that there's just recompense upon his children is for disobedience. Outside of that, friends, it's all in your favor. Why do the heathen rage? That's who we're talking about here. These heathens. The people that love to take the preeminence over their own little worlds, and those that submit to them. And I'm talking about those that you have labeled as the elitists. They love to be called that. And no, they're not in control of the world, friends. The Lord is. But why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Do you know what the word vain means? It means empty or worthless. For anybody to suggest that the enemy is having his way, you're sadly mistaken, because every step of the way, the Lord is setting up the enemy for his next fall. Period. Vain means empty and worthless, and so it applies to all of his little minions. The Bible says the kings of the earth, they love to be called that, right? Those that think that they're the head cheese of everybody's lives, right? Like the Rothschilds, like the Rockefellers, the list goes on. But the kings of the earth, they set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against who? Against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. The Bible says in response to this, listen to me, those that have ears. Pay attention to what I'm telling you. Let us break their bands asunder, saith the bad guys, and cast away their cords from us. What did the Lord say in response? Isn't it amazing how everybody loves to drive the narrative of the enemy, not knowing that everything is in favor of the church? The Lord said, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in great derision. That means in confusion, confounded, right? Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. In other words, does he take preeminence of my heart? David praying and saying, does the Lord have all of my heart? That's what he's saying here. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto you, thou art my son. This day I have begotten thee. Ask of me. Then the Lord gives him promise, says, don't worry about what they're doing. Just take care of it the way I tell you to take care of it, and I'll do the rest. I will declare the decree. The Lord said unto me, thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee. Ask of me, here's the promise, and I shall give unto you the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth is your possession, if you're willing to fight for it. Thou shalt break them with the rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise. Now he's talking to the people that are put in a position of authority through representation in this country. What did he say? He says to all of those that think they got one over on the King of Kings, the governor of all nations, upon whom the governments sit upon his shoulders, he's saying to them, be wise. Be wise. You that have been put in a position to rule, be wise. Be instructed. You judges, that applies to our judges too, of the earth. What did he say? Serve the Lord with fear. In other words, you better see it my way. And rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son. What is he saying? See it my way. Lest, if you don't, lest he be angry and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all those that put their trust in him. That is just one psalm. When you get a moment, read Psalm 18. When you get a moment, read Psalm 23. When you get a moment, read the book of Psalms, because I can't find, and I've said this a million times, I can't find anywhere in Scripture where we're promised defeat. The only place that we're promised a defeat is when we fail to obey the Lord out of love and gratitude for what he did through his son on the cross of Calvary. It's that simple. It really, truly is that simple. And so we stand on the battlefield, right? Let's go over to this. Because we have about 20 minutes left. Again, if you want to call in, last call out. I'm not going to wait until the last hour. 281-845-4704. Let's go over to the earmarks of liars. Most people don't realize that earmarks are the earmarks of liars. Earmark, as a matter of fact, defined in Webster's 1828, means to mark by cropping or slitting the ear. Did you hear that? The definition of earmark. Now, I'm going to give it to you so you can see how this is to be applied. This is what I seen when I was in Virginia, Williamsburg. It was a reenactment historian giving us all this information that I'm going to share with you right now. Okay. So I'm going to go back a little bit and I'm just going to highlight what I wrote. This last week and a half have been a history lesson only to reaffirm and solidify the message in which I've been preaching for the last 25 years. While speaking at colleges, churches, and on radio and other meetings this last week, I traveled through Maryland, Virginia, Delaware, and then Pennsylvania. But let me go ahead and share a few of the lessons that I learned during that time. First, I stopped at Jamestown, Virginia. Upon entering into this gated replica of a village that was established by the first settlers back in the 1600s that came into this land, they weren't known as pilgrims, for the record. They were known as saints. Okay? They were known as saints. The first thing I noticed when I walked into that gated area, that replica of a village in Jamestown, was a large church. When entering into that church, I saw on the front walls the two tablets of God's moral law. Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. Whoa, what do you think of that? Right? This is what our forefathers established. Then in between the Ten Commandments is the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6, 9 through 13. And then when walking out from the front, there on the back wall was written this, Acts 2:38 and 2:39. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Well, there it is, the full counsel of God. Acts 20, verse 27. That's exactly what it is. You just got law of grace right there. Psalm 19, 7, Galatians 3, 24, Romans 3, 31. Okay, it doesn't get any better than that, right? It wasn't elongated. We didn't have to laboriously go over everything for you to get to the understanding in all simplicity, the gospel and the whole counsel of God. Again, I just gave it to you. Now, then what I did after we did that, I then traveled over to Yorktown, one of my favorite places in the whole world to go. Yorktown, Virginia, where the American colonies, along with the French, delivered the final blow to the British Empire by breaking the back of Cornwallis and his disgraced military. Isn't that crazy? Less than a third of the colonies in what they known as America back then, one-third of the one-third and the other one-third. One-third was 56 signers, 13 colonies, and less than 3% of the population. The other third was what? It was the Tories, those that just, you know, kind of went in the betweenite stage. They groped for the middle way. Whoever wins, you know, we're going to be okay. It doesn't matter. No skin off our backs, right? And then you had the other side that did absolutely nothing at all. They weren't willing to fight for what it is that we have. Only one-third of those one-thirds actually took the time to fight for what we have. And the Lord gave them the victory over the strongest military might in the world. I want you to think about that. You know, it really comes to life when you think about it. The Lord chose the weak things of the world to confound the wise, because that's exactly what he did. You know, one of the things that people ask me all the time, and somebody just brought it up not too long ago, but Bradley, you know, our forefathers were Masons. Yeah. Okay, I'm not going to go down that road. You're completely incorrect with what you heard. You heard that from the revisionists, just the same way that you heard lines between church and state by the ACLU that's rewriting the Constitution, when in fact what they're doing is they're deceiving the people and they're browbeating you with the use of media fear. While they're re-educating you, we call that indoctrination, by trying to get you to understand what is not true. Our forefathers were not Masons. Not the type that you know of today, friends, or you think you know of today. 281-845-4704. I got a list right here, and it has a total of 55 signers. 28 of them were Christian Episcopalians. Wow. Four of them were Christian Presbyterians. Seven of them were Christian Congregationalists. Two Dutch Reformers, Christian. And then we have two Christian Lutherans, two Christian Methodists, two Christian Roman Catholics, and one unknown. This, by the way, this is factual information I'm giving you. So if you heard anything outside of that, you've been lied to once again. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Boy, I can bring that up continuously, friends. And who'd you listen to? Ephesians 4:14. Who are they? Cunning men. Cunning men. Deluders that work for the deluder. Because they want to create a world where they can enslave everybody. And they can sit on the high throne just like the devil himself in Isaiah 14. I'm going to come back because, folks, I'm going to give you a couple more quotes. And then we're going to get to it. We're working our way up. We got one more segment. And we can get a lot into that last segment, right? We're going to take a quick break. Again, we'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. Hello, friends. Bradley Dean here from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Wanted to give you a quick heads up. We will be in Bloomington, Minnesota on Saturday, May 31st at 6 p.m. More details to be given as we get closer to that date, as will we be in Johnstown, Colorado with KHNC 1360 in the event that they're going to be doing on June 28th. More details will also be given as we get closer to that date. You don't want to miss either event. Come out and see us. We would love to meet you.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
I can't even tell you how fast this show went today. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Bradley's over here barking. Oh, my goodness. So I was just highlighting the fact we're going into earmarks right now, but I was talking about how I was in New York. I'm sorry, not New York, but we were on the East Coast, and I was in Yorktown, Virginia. Every time I go there, folks, I go through the museum, and I will read every word. It is absolutely my favorite museum in the whole world, and you want to talk about our Christian heritage, go to the museum. I mean, they're calling Patrick Henry a prophet. They're talking about John Adams, the second president. They're calling him by biblical names, George Washington, the Apostle George Washington. I mean, Thomas Jefferson, the teacher. I mean, that sounds like totally 1 Corinthians 12:28. First the apostle, then the prophet, then the teacher. These are the sort of men that the Lord established. Now, One of the things that I said during the last segment is I said that this is not at all Masons or Freemasons. I mean, folks, for you to suggest that our forefathers were the Freemasons and the Masons of the day, you're sadly mistaken. What they did is they've wrapped themselves into the patriotic robe of our forefathers, and they have done their best to indoctrinate you to believe that our forefathers are just like them, and these are actually their posterity. Well, if you listen to Albert Pike, who's now in hell where he belongs, and Albert Mackey, who's now in hell where he belongs, because he went on in his sin, and he wanted to establish something that was contrary to Scripture, Revelation 22, you know what? He's going to reap what he sowed, and that's exactly what he did, Galatians 6, 7, and 8. But what he said, Albert Pike did, he said the Freemasonry of the United States is not what it was in the days of our forefathers. I just want to make clear, it was all switched over about 150 years after our original forefathers died off. And that's all you have to do is go to their homes. I've been to their estates, and they got Scripture all over their graves. Washington does. Thomas Jefferson, the father of the religion, he called himself a Christian and one of the real sort. John Adams is buried in the church with his wife Abigail. I mean, the list goes on. They're not at all. The devil didn't establish what we have, friends. He doesn't establish freedom. He desires to enslave. Our forefathers just did the exact opposite. Matter of fact, it was our forefathers that fought to give us what we have today. Well, you're being enslaved by a bunch of devils today that mean to do just the exact opposite. They want to bring you back to Egypt. The Lord said, don't go that way. But let me go over to Yorktown really quick, and I want to give you a victory statue. We were just there about 9 months ago, and this is what it says on the victory statue right there in Yorktown. Listen carefully. That the United States and Congress assembled will cause to be erected at York in Virginia a marble column adorned with emblems of the alliance between the United States and His Most Christian Majesty, George Washington. And it goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on, and then it talks about the Christian Majesty again, that of George Washington. Okay, I just don't understand. I mean, if people would just pull the curtain back, even as a positive, they'll understand that they're being lied to. Matter of fact, it was John Adams, the second president, that said there's nothing so false as modern history. He was exactly right. He was exactly right because it's been modified to fit the mold of those that mean to indoctrinate us, right? Craziness. Okay, so let's go over to Williamsburg so I can get over to earmarks. So we could do 2 hours on this show, as a matter of fact. But when we go into Williamsburg, we see where the head and the arm restraint stocks are, which were located right outside of the local courthouse, one of my favorite places to go. Bring your family there. Oh, my goodness. You'll want to move there, friends. But what happens is when you go into Williamsburg, there is a local courthouse that has arm restraint stocks and head stocks, okay? And what we did is we ran into a historian and a reenactment actor who was outside educating the people who had questions. And one question that was asked is, what is the head and arm restraint stocks for? Okay? This is what she said. She said that before and after the Revolution, the War of Independence, the local magistrates, notice the wording there, it's Bible semantics, right, would administrate ecclesiastical law, God's moral law, common law, the Decalogue, the Torah, hello, right? I'm not talking about ceremonial law. So she went on to tell us crime during that particular time in the colonies was not tolerated in the least bit by the colonists because they understood the price paid to establish the freedoms that they had. You can put that up against John 15, 13. Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brethren. That's what they did. The stocks, friends, were used for those who would lie or commit the act of perjury. They would lie under oath. Now read Proverbs 19:9, Revelation 21, verse 8. A false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. All liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. Revelation 21, verse 8, as I just said. They wouldn't tolerate perjury. They wouldn't tolerate anybody lying in a courtroom, she said. She said the criminal would be punished by being thrown in jail for up to 6 months for committing the act of perjury, lying in court. 6 months. A fine would have to be paid. And this all took place after the liar, the perjurer, they took the person's head, the guilty, and hands, and then they placed him in stocks for their crimes and public to be punished. They would be punished publicly by having their head in stocks and their arms in stocks for lying. First, what they do is they bind them, take the criminal's ear, and nail it with a long nail to the stock for 1 hour. After that hour was up, they would then go to the other ear and nail that other ear to the stock for 1 hour. This publicly. And when removing the nails, they would often slit the ear completely off, making the offender so that others in other colonies could identify him, that he's one that could not be trusted. Thus, they fulfilled the true definition of earmark. Can you imagine how many earmarks would be on the American people today, starting from the church and then starting at the top of the church all the way down and then going over to the halls of government, starting from the top, going all the way down? Can you imagine how many people would have ears that were slit that would have earmarks for merely lying? When we asked the question to the reenactment historian in Williamsburg as to why the punishment was so harsh for the perjurer, the liar, you know what she said? She said they didn't want people to go to hell, so they would punish them severely to deter them from ever doing it again. Wow. I mean, put that up against the people pleasers in the American version of non-Christianity today. Oh, my goodness. Oh, you know, we need to be a little bit more compassionate. You know, we need to be a little bit more caring about these people. No. As a matter of fact, I just seen a thing this morning, friends, just to show you what I'm talking about. Because you live in a society where more compassion is shown for the murderer or the rapist than there is for the victims. And Americans have brought this upon themselves. And the Lord calls that an abomination. Adam Smith said, mercy to the wicked is cruelty to the innocent. It's exactly right. Proverbs 17:15. Read it when you get a moment. But I seen this morning where I believe he was like a 68-year-old man. They were looking for a girl that went on vacation in Florida. And she was 17 years old and she disappeared. And they just didn't know where she was. And then modern technology connected this individual who was a repeat rapist and a sexual predator in the car where the 17-year-old girl was. So they bring him to court, and the video shows him confessing to the crime and talking about how ashamed as to how he felt concerning the fact that he just raped and murdered this 17-year-old girl. You want to get my dander up, it's right there. I want to say it again. I hate violence, but I want to tell you what. The results that you people in America, my brothers and my sisters in America, are getting are because you have left off the statutes of God. And you have taken on the commandments of man, which Jesus told us not to do it, because he said if we do that, then we make void God's commandments. Do you know that even for the act of rape, you're supposed to deliver them up to the Lord for justice? Do you know that for the act of murder, the only way to appease God is to shed the blood of the one that shed the blood? We used to do that in this country, and it deterred the crime, and it taught men to fear the consequence. Not today. Nope, that's all they said to him, is they're going to give him a triple life sentence. He's 68 years old. I'm guessing, give or take. 68 years old, and he's going to spend the rest of his life in prison, and people are appeased, except the victim. That's blatant disobedience towards the Lord God. And guess what? That encourages other criminals to go ahead and do the same thing, because they know that the worst thing that's going to happen is they're going to end up behind bars to spend the rest of their lives while innocent people have been mowed over by these monsters. Americans, can you imagine the earmarks on our politicians and the said hirelings in the pulpits today? Me too. Love you, bye.